This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, joining me now to talk about a really complex case that I think you're going to have a lot to say about. Michael Rinaldi is a partner at Duane Morris. He practices in the area of litigation with a focus on white-collar criminal defense, corporate and regulatory investigations, and complex business litigation. He's a former federal prosecutor. And this is a really interesting case. He's also a local guy, too. He got his degree at Villanova. So first of all, I as every guest who comes on these days, I say, first of all, congratulations on the Pope. That's a big win for you guys.
Absolutely.
And also on your new basketball coach as a Maryland guy, you know, kind of still a little fresh, but nevertheless, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck. Best of luck to you in your season. So talk to me about this case. This began under the Biden administration, and I've seen the picture of the family here. Beautiful family. And this is kind of a mess here. And I know the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, is really trying to do something about this. So give us the background, Michael, if you could, and how all this began.
So in the very last days of the Biden administration, this prosecution was brought. I mean, we're talking very end of the Biden administration. Joe Biden and Merrick Garland and Biden's U.S. attorney, Vanessa Waldrop, out in the Eastern District of Washington, brought this politically charged case. And what it's about is my client, Josh Owens, and his father, John Owens, were small business people who deal with diesel trucks. And what they supposedly did was sold defeat devices, which are devices that interfere with the emissions controls on vehicles. Now, typically, that would be handled as a civil matter, okay, if it happened at all. And that's what the EPA had been saying for years and years. That's what Congress said in every one of its enactments on this issue. And if you look at the statute, the portion of the Clean Air Act that deals with mobile sources, things like vehicles, has no criminal enforcement provision. It's all civil. And in fact, that's what EPA had been saying forever. And what the EPA did was it issued an enforcement alert, which is basically a fancy term for a website posting written by some bureaucrat that said, you know what, we can do it criminally, even though that's not what Congress said, and that's not what the EPA have been saying for years. And they brought these charges against these two individuals and others, my client and his father. They brought out a SWAT team to search John Owens's house, seize things that were beyond the scope of the warrant, including, by the way, Trump commemorative coins that my client and father had, seized those, and to this day have never given them back. And what this was it was a targeted prosecution, an EPA provision that was meant to be used civilly, was used to target supporters of President Trump, small business people from rural America, which Merrick Garland and Vanessa Waldrop thought would never be able to fight back against them.
Now, this enforcement action, just so everybody understands, I mean, EPA had to do a referral to the DOJ. Am I correct on that?
That's right.
Okay. So it was a combination of the EPA and DOJ kind of joining forces here in a Wonder Twin Powers activate form of overzealous prosecution, weaponization of government. Is that a fair way to put it?
Exactly. And by the way, if the Biden administration had had all the other crime under control, you might scratch your head, but there was violent crime going on, narcotics,
yeah,
millions
they didn't care.
Of illegal aliens flowing across the border.
None of that matters. No. There's a lot to this. I mean, first of all, we saw the weaponization of government when they were going after moms at school board meetings and Catholics praying in Latin at mass. In this particular case, I mean, they started going after these quote unquote environmental crimes. But to your point, and this is why this is so egregious, I think, is that Congress never meant for this to be criminal. They meant it to be civil. And for those that don't understand the distinction, who are not attorneys, Michael, if you could just be so kind as to explain the distinction for us. One involves potentially now armed law enforcement coming to your house, and the other does not. I mean, is that a fair way to put it?
Absolutely. So a civil offense, at worst, you're going to have to pay a fine.
Okay.
Or maybe the government calls you up and says, hey, can you bring your operations into compliance, you know, with this regulation? A criminal provision. Remember, I'm a former federal prosecutor.
Yeah, right.
You had to show that the conduct was so serious, it was worth depriving someone of their liberty, putting them in a jail cell. Right. And the bottom line is in order to do that, Congress has to provide for it. And it's nowhere in the statute. There's no criminal provision in the statute for this particular part of the Clean Air Act. And despite that, these two individuals and others have been charged criminally, and the government has sought to take their liberty away from them.
Michael J. Rinaldi is with me. We're talking about this important case here, and he joins me now. He's with Duane Morris right here in Philadelphia, and he's a former federal prosecutor. This is a very important part of this story that I want to share with everybody. In November of 2023, the FBI and the EPA executed an early morning search warrant at John's residence. The search warrant was deemed high risk due to its rural location and John's firearms collection. So a SWAT team of over 15 FBI agents executed the search warrant. During the raid, the FBI threatened to cut open John's safes containing his precious metals and cash after he demanded to see a copy of the search warrant. The FBI accused him of being uncooperative for asserting his constitutional right against an illegal search and seizure. The search warrant was produced only after John and his wife voluntarily opened their safes. The agent seized more than $1,500,000 worth of precious metals and U.S. currency, which was outside the scope of the warrants, including items that were demonstrably acquired prior to January 1st, 2020, which is the subject date of the warrant. It sees evidence of the Owens's political affiliations, including, as you mentioned earlier, John's prize collection of President Donald J. Trump's commemorative coins. Josh had shut down his business voluntarily in September 2023, forfeiting over $1.3 million in inventory well before the raid. So now, you mentioned that the coins were not returned. The $1.5 million worth of precious metals, does the government still have that right now?
Some of the currency and metals they have, some they don't.
And all of this was because he's accused now of selling these devices, which help individuals avoid the correct determination of the diesel emissions, which is a civil violation of the Clean Air Act. Is that right?
Exactly. And you'll recall this is VW, where VW paid a fine.
Yeah.
And that was the result there.
Volkswagen. Right?
Yes, exactly. But this is the way that the Biden DOJ would handle matters, right? They pick on people in rural America, people they don't think who can fight back. As it happens, people who oppose Joe Biden, who supported President Trump, right? They bring these charges. Now, and look at what the U.S. attorney out in the Eastern District of Washington did. She files this case just before the administration comes to the end. She does a valedictory press release announcing her departure from the office where this case plays prominently. Now she's at a plaintiff's law firm where she touts her environmental enforcement experience, including this case, in order to make money as a plaintiff's lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here. And none of this was meant to be charged criminally.
Wow, that's interesting. The conflict of interest here with the former federal prosecutor at issue.
Absolutely. And the bottom line is at stake here is these guys' liberty. And look, I get it why the Biden, Harris, Garland administration, DOJ, did this. If politicized prosecutions were an Olympic sport, they would win the gold medal.
Absolutely.
Right. But why is the Trump administration continuing this prosecution? We have lying prosecutors out there who are doing things like sending my client's mother a trial subpoena for his upcoming trial, acting aggressively towards this family. As we mentioned earlier on, they sent a SWAT team out to execute a search warrant in a white collar case.
Michael Rinaldi.
Yeah.
No, I was going to.
Prosecutors are acting as if the election never happened.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You break it down and you point out the case violates the president's recent executive order on May 9th. The executive order on, quote, fighting the overcriminalization in federal regulations, which recognizes that the United States is dramatically overregulated and that prosecutions for many regulatory violations are absurd and unjust. Quote, where enforcement is appropriate, agencies should consider civil rather than criminal enforcement of strict liability regulatory offenses, or if appropriate and consistent with due process and the right to a jury trial, administrative enforcement. What are your clients looking at? I mean, are they looking at potential jail time here?
They're looking at the next two decades in prison because not only did the government charge a Clean Air Act violation, they lumped on top of it anti-smuggling charges and money laundering conspiracy charges. I mean, you want to talk about an overcharged political prosecution that runs completely counter to what President Trump said he was going to do with the Justice Department when he got elected. This is Exhibit A. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's no provision of law that says it's illegal to import into the United States these defeat devices, which is what you need to have a smuggling charge. And the money laundering conspiracy charge is just bootstrapping on top of the smuggling charge. That's what these guys are facing for what typically is handled as an regulatory administrative violation.
All right, so you've got Bill McSwain helping here. He's part of your firm, as I understand it correctly, former United States attorney. Mm-hmm. What's the holdup then? We've got the right people in place. We've got Attorney General Pam Bondi. We've got United States EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. So I guess I'm going to ask the dumb question here. With all the connections and everything else, what's the problem? Why can't we just turn this into a civil issue and say we're sorry to return his stuff? Because I can't stand the civil asset forfeiture. And make him pay a fine and be done with this.
Well, for one thing, until recently, there was not a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Washington. He just arrived, and we're hopeful he's going to do the right thing here. But until very recently, it was holdovers from the Biden administration. And I think they thought, being out in Spokane, they could fly under the radar. They can continue doing what they were doing, and that they could pretend like the election had never happened. And I think what your listeners need to do is call their congressmen. Congressmen need to get on the phone with the EPA and DOJ and say, what are we doing here? You know, we have individuals who are being charged under a non-existent provision of the Clean Air Act, trying to change something from civil to criminal, completely overcharged with these types of charges that are used against narcotics dealers, things like money laundering. In order to get a higher statutory maximum penalty here, with the hopes that these guys were just going to plead out and go away, and Vanessa Waldroff and Merrick Garland would be able to get a scalp and say that they were doing something for environmental justice. And the problem is my clients are not willing to fold. They know that they did not do anything criminal, and they're willing to fight back, and they have a legal team, as you mentioned, that's capable of fighting back against the government. But what we need right now is for the people who put President Trump into office, who ensured that we now have Attorney General Bondi instead of Attorney General Garland, to do the right thing here and shut down this criminal prosecution and put it back on the civil side where it has always belonged.
Yeah, because nobody should be okay with the EPA just making up law here, and that's really what they've done. I mean, it's egregious for them to decide, okay, we're going to make something criminal where it was civil. We're just going to escalate it. That's not okay. And we've seen the courts push back on that with the Chevron decision. We've also seen Congress push back on that. I mean, you point out that the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform has also pointed and pushed back on this by saying that, you know, enough is enough here when with these executive agencies coming out and deciding that they can make up laws and make up regulations and go after citizens. The EPA being a regulatory agency.
And Rich, you're absolutely right with the Chevron decision and Loper-Bright. Remember, that involves civil matters.
Yeah, right.
This is even worse. This is a criminal matter. And this is what it really matters for every one of your listeners. If this sort of thing holds, basically, no matter what Congress enacts, no matter how many times Congress says that for mobile sources or whatever the case may be, there's no criminal liability, some bureaucrat can come along because he or she is interested in environmental justice or racial equality or whatever cause du jour that person has, convert a civil case into a criminal case. And then the politicized prosecutors at whatever future Department of Justice we have can pick up the baton and run it into criminal court. And by the way, not only subject you to the potential of 20 years in prison, but also tie up your life in the criminal prosecution, right? Even if you win against the government, you lose. You have to pay attorneys. You have to stand trial. You have your life turned upside down. You have your home raided by armed federal agents. And all of that is because some bureaucrat decided that what was traditionally a civil matter could be moved over to the criminal side.
Yeah. And again, if you're just joining us, this is all about John and Joshua Owens allegedly importing and distributing diesel emissions related components without EPA authorization, weaponized charges framed as a Clean Air Act conspiracy, and for which the Department of Justice has never before sought such criminal penalties. And as you pointed out before, Michael Rinaldi, Duane Morris, Volkswagen paid a civil penalty for. Nobody went to Volkswagen's headquarters, nor should they have, with guns drawn and armed agents and pulled people away. And nobody threatened the executives with 20 years in prison. They paid a fine.
And that's because in white collar prosecutions, you don't typically send out the SWAT team. Right.
But,
here, the reason they did that was to send a message
to rural America saying, don't mess with us.
Remember Mark Houck in the Philadelphia?
Well.
I mean,
yes.
A perfect example of this, right? A push and shove instance on the sidewalk, which, by the way, even Larry Krasner declined to prosecute. But Merrick Garland transforms that into a federal criminal case, seeks to put that man away for a decade in prison. And by the way, when they go out to arrest them, send out a SWAT team.
That's right.
The message is done the same way in every one of these cases. And again, I just get back to the question. And of course, Mark Houck was acquitted. But even if you're acquitted, it turns your life inside out. And we had an election in November, which led to the election of a president who made it very clear this use of the criminal justice system is going to come to an end. We're not going to do politicized prosecutions. We're not going to overcharge cases. We're not going to transform civil cases into criminal cases. We're not going to use armed federal agents to score political points.
Yep.
This case has every one of those characteristics. And the EPA and DOJ should say enough.
Well said, Michael Rinaldi. Well said. Hey, Michael, if people want to contact you further about this case, how can they do so?
MJRinaldi@DwayneMorris.com or 215-979-1126, or you can look at Duane Morris's website and look me up.
I just want to say before I let you go, I'm glad you brought up Mark Howe, because, again, the whole point was get him to cop a plea and do a couple years in prison. I think it was 3 years in prison to plea. And that's how the government wins. It's by this intimidation of its citizens and by abusing its own congressionally mandated authority by exceeding the boundaries set by Congress. And that's the problem. It needs to be reined in and it needs to stop. And if it doesn't stop, then bureaucrats figure, well, what the heck? Let's just stretch the limits here as far as we can. And one day it's a guy praying outside an abortion clinic. The next day it's somebody with a diesel emission thing. And the next day it's a mom at a school board meeting. There's no end in sight. Someday it's a guy with – it's a lobster fisherman, you know?
And, Rich, if I could just make this one last point. You know, Josh Owens and his dad are taking on a great burden for every one of us, including every one of your listeners, because they're actually fighting back. And you're 100% right. The purpose of that show of force is to get you to fold so they can issue their press release and then do it to the next guy. And so if your listeners want to pay back what Josh and John Owens are doing for them, get on the phone. It's a real easy step. Write your congressman. Urge your congressman to get in touch with DOJ and EPA and bring an end to this prosecution.
And reach out to Senator McCormick's office, too.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be very important to do. Michael, thanks for joining us here today. I really appreciate it. Excellent job. Keep up the good work and keep us posted on this. It's really important that we push back on this weaponization of government. I thank you for being involved in this case. I really do.
Thank you so much, Rich. Nice to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mikey Sherrill does not want you to have a say in your kids' education. Bottom line, as we continue along here on a Friday, and the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. He is the best. You want to see him today, all right? Don't wait. Go see him today. Now, the issue of what goes on in schools and this question of whether or not you as a parent can opt out of the nonsense that goes on in schools and LGBTQ++IA, every letter of the alphabet education. And I don't want to offend anybody by leaving out a letter of the alphabet. It's very important to me that we're inclusive. So obviously that's why I add all the letters, because they're constantly adding letters and plus signs and everything else. I don't want to be accused of being a bigot because I left out a parenthesis or a hashtag. So I think I need to broaden it, actually. It should really be every letter of the alphabet and every numerical symbol. I'm going to start saying it that way. LGBTQ++IA, every letter of the alphabet and numerical symbol. Now, I know that's not nearly comprehensive enough. So allow me to formally apologize to you if I've offended you. I'm sorry if I left out some sort of infinity symbol from another universe that I am just not aware of. I apologize. Certainly not my intention. Anyway, Mikey Sherrill is a lunatic who for years has masqueraded as a moderate. She's not a moderate. I'm starving, by the way. This always happens this time of the show. It always happens. And I can smell pizza because Patrick's got, he's got soccer tonight, I think, or flag football or something. I don't know. I don't know what he's got. What has he got? But I know I'm hungry. It's not my pizza. I know that. We got to order it. Nevertheless. All right, listen to this. Is this kook, Mikey Sherrill, okay? Take a listen to this.
I would push an LGBTQ education into our schools. Parents have a right to opt out of a lot of things, but this is not an area where they should be opting out, because this is an area of understanding the background of people throughout our nation. And right now we see, for example, at Naval Academy, an erasure of history.
Parents have the right to opt their kids out of LGBTQ-related content in the same way that right now they can be removed from sex ed and health curriculum classes.
Look, I believe that parents have the right to oversee their children's education. I would push an LGBTQ education into our schools. Parents have a right to opt out of a lot of things, but this is not an area where they should be opting out, because this is an area of understanding the background of people throughout our nation. And right now we see, for example, at Naval.
So let's translate that for you from vanilla Kamala Harris speak into English and what it means for you as a parent. Here's what it means. Your kids are going to be indoctrinated into the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet and numerical symbol plus infinity and beyond, whether you like it or not. And no, you will not be able to opt out like you can opt out of sex education. You will stand by and watch as your children are indoctrinated, period, full stop. Now, if Jack Ciccarelli wins, however, that will not happen. But if Mikey Sherrill wins, too bad. I believe in parents being involved in their education. But on this issue, it's way too important. This issue, it's just way too important. It's just way too, this is just too much. I don't understand how anybody can think this is an election to sit home and just take a seat. I really don't. I don't understand how anybody can think it's okay to not vote in this election. She's a kook. She's a kook. She also is all in on the environmental agenda of Phil Murphy. Absolutely. All in on the green energy kookery, scammery, clown blankery of His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable and his clown nose. Listen to this new ad that just came out. This is a good one.
Enraged by skyrocketing electric bills? You should be. Phil Murphy's radical energy plan, supported by Mikey Sherrill, shut down power plants, causing your rates to go up. They spent millions paying foreign companies to build windmills off our beaches, all canceled. And Sherrill voted against the Lower Energy Costs Act, making things worse. Now, our electric bills tripled this summer, and Sherrill wants to lock these high prices in. Higher taxes and electric bills. Mikey Sherrill, more of the same, but worse.
Now, I know you can't see this right now because we're not streaming, but you can. Can you? I don't know. It doesn't matter. All I know is this. You can see Phil Murphy's teeth, and it's bad. It's really bad. His teeth, the summer teeth, they look like his teeth have been knocked by a windmill. Like a gigantic windmill blade hit the guy in the chin and knocked his teeth some there, some where, and everywhere else. I know that's petty. but my blood sugar's way too low at this time of the day. By the way, happy birthday to Lee Pervorsky, my buddy, and thanks again to Lee for taking me to the Eagles game, where there may have been a second spitter. Spitgate, Loogiegate. So my buddy Joe Adams asked me last night, he said, explain this to me, this whole thing with energy and what happened. I'll explain it very easily. Phil Murphy, being a radical, decided that he was going to shut down all the coal-fired plants in New Jersey. So now they have to bring in energy from out of state, which is more expensive. What Jack Chiarelli wants to do is he wants to reopen nuclear and coal, and he wants to get these things going again. That's going to take some time. Mikey Sherrill is saying she's going to freeze energy rates. A, she can't do that. It's not legal. But B, she would lock in the rates at these high rates that they are right now. So it's a close race. I don't know what to tell you. It's a close race. But I think that he's got a very, very good shot as we get closer and closer towards coming to election day, election season, which is really what it is. And I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, okay, but it's Jersey. Can Jersey win? Well, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. It's going to come down to you. And you're going to have a lot of people tell you that Jack can't win, just like they did in 2021. And then he almost beat him. But I'll tell you what happens if he doesn't win. You want to know what happens if he doesn't win? Here's what happens. The Democrats turn around and say that this was a referendum on Donald Trump. And that Jack Chiarelli losing New Jersey governor's race was a gigantic sign that everybody is tired with Donald Trump. You want to know something else, too? Donald Trump's getting involved in a New York mayoral race. Trump is saying now to Curtis Sliwa, who is the Republican nominee for mayor, get out of the race, and to Eric Adams, who is the incumbent mayor who's running as an independent, get out. Now, it's not that he wants to see the LoveGov. It's not that. He doesn't really want to see the LoveGov, Andrew, the nursing home killer Cuomo, slash groper. It's my Italian heritage led me to grope women, do inappropriate advances in the elevator. It's not that he wants to see him. Cuomo has the best chance of winning this race if the other two get out of the race. That's the bottom line. So according to the New York Post, Trump has told Republican donors, you better figure this thing out and get them out of the race or I'm going to get involved here. And he's given a deadline to Sliwa. And look, I like Curtis Sliwa, and it's nothing personal against him, but I hate to say it, if he stays in this race, if Eric Adams stays in this race, nut job wacko Zoran Mamdani the commie, who's backing Mikey Sherrill for governor of New Jersey, and Mikey Sherrill's backing Zoran Mamdani for mayor of New York, the guy's going to win. And then he's going to be the mayor of New York City. And you might say, okay, well, good. Well, maybe that's what New York City, maybe that's what needs to happen. The problem is, you are going to have so much downfall, economic and crime consequences of that. But you are also going to have people turn around and say that this is another referendum on Donald Trump. And what the New York Post said is that kudos to John Katsimides. So John Katsimides, in addition to owning the legendary New York City radio station WABC, I got asked the other day by somebody, he said, if you ever left WPHT, what radio station would you want to work at? I said, none. This is my last job in radio. So just so you know, if one day you ever find out I'm not in radio, whatever, no matter what you ever hear, just figure it out. You'll find me somewhere on a podcast, but it's not going to be on radio. This is it. This is the last stop for me, kids, on radio. Anyway, he also owns a bunch of grocery stores. But he said, we fully believe the Prez is concerned about the New York City race. But we do not want a socialist mayor, and we do not want a socialist mayor. The WABC CEO isn't the one claiming the White House offered Mayor Adams an administration job to get him out of the race. No, planting that story is far more likely to come from a rival candidate, perhaps the one who's been saying for weeks that Trump would step in this way. The one who to this day denies having a thing to do with those vote for Cuomo, not the homo attacks on Ed Koch in the 1977 mayoral race. There's no shortage of chutzpah in this race, even from the nominally Muslim candidate Zoran Mamdani, who called an emergency press conference to condemn White House election interference and meddling. So the argument basically is saying right now that Cuomo might be the one behind these rumors. I didn't know about that whole Ed Koch thing, but his father, you know, Andrew Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, was a big political sleazeball. And that's why, following in his father's footsteps, Andy named the bridge after him, the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, that used to be called the Tappan Zee Bridge. I didn't know about those vicious attacks on Ed Koch. Happened in 1977. I was young. But, and I will tell you this, though. It's a shame that we are stuck with this situation right now where it's kind of, it reminds me of the movie Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor where you go, none of the above. And it's just a situation like that. It's like none of the above. It's that bad. But you're going to have Adams, Sliwa, and the Love Gov split the vote and Mamdani's going to win. I don't know if the story's true. I don't know if the president is actually trying to say to Sliwa and Adams, drop out of the race. I don't know. I'm just telling you what's reported. I don't know if Cuomo's behind it. I don't know if Mamdani's behind it. I don't know if they're putting these stories in there so that they can say that Trump is trying to get involved in this race. I don't know. What I do know, though, is that if this stands the way it is, then Mamdani wins. And then the Democrats will say this was a referendum on Trump because he's running the five boroughs against Donald Trump tour right now. And I'm telling you, in Jersey, it's going to be the same thing. If Mikey Sherrill wins, they will say it was a referendum on Donald Trump. That's why if you are some sort of a holdout and you're not voting for Trump or Jack Cicirelli, all you're doing is hurting Donald Trump. You will end yourself and the state and the future Republicans in midterms, in midterm elections. You're hurting those chances too because the Democrats will have their headwinds going into midterm elections, which are going to start. I mean, right after the November elections, you're getting into midterms. And then every seat in the House of Representatives is up, a bunch of Senate seats are up, and yeah, a lot of governor's races are up too. But the House being up for grabs, and if you just have the Democrats win New York City and Jersey and Virginia, which is not looking great, I don't want to be looking down the barrel of that gun. You know what I mean? By the way, I don't know if the I don't know if the malaise that seems to be in the likely voter category will improve before Election Day. I just know this. I know that if it doesn't, then the malaise going into midterms is going to be bigger than the malaise right now. I do, because then people who feel as if, well, it's unwinnable, they're going to feel even greater about that. So my advice to you is, please tell everybody that Jack Cicirelli has a really good chance here. Tell him he does. Tell them because he does. I'm telling you he does. The metrics look very, very good. Republicans have outpaced Democrats when it comes to voter registration. Let me give you some stats. Like stats? I like stats. Stats are fun. I like stats. I like numbers. I usually reverse them. I often do that a lot. New Jersey voter registration for August of 2025. Republicans up 985. Democrats are down 2,044. Democrats drop in numbers while Republicans and especially independents are making significant gains. They will play a huge role in our elections, according to our buddy from Wake Up NJ. That's right. And that means that we've got a shot. And that makes me very, very happy. This, by the way, is the top story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VenariaDental.com. All right, more to come as we wrap up the show and turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. But more to say, don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, before we get out of here and turn it over to Fox Across America, the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man, and he's going to give you a beautiful, beautiful smile. So go see him today for your perfect smile. All right, a bunch of things to get to before I get out of here tonight and turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. But I did want to mention that the president had all these big tech CEOs at the house. Google co-founder Sergey Brin, who talked about the investment that Google is making in AI and in America right now. And I thought, hey, good. This is the future. Great stuff.
I also just wanted to mention, we don't have to get into all the details talked about in the Oval Office, but I think it's a real incredible inflection point right now in AI, and the fact that your administration is supporting our companies instead of fighting with them, it's hugely important. Obviously, it's a global race, and I think we're at the cusp where these AI models are about to become profoundly useful, kind of beyond the, okay, wow, it's cool, can do that, but actually day-to-day, incredible utility, incredible productivity. So very grateful for your administration support. I also just wanted to mention—
See, it's really important to understand the massive investment that's happening in the United States of America right now by these AI companies is going to transform everything, but it's only happening because we are deregulating. And we're allowing the energy to come to place that they need to be able to have these data centers and to have AI. That's what we're happening. So it was a great night, and they all kissed up to the president. All these nerds and geeks, and you know he's loving that, right? He's loving
this
that.
This is a most incredible time. AI is going to change everything. You hear all of us saying that. But the fact that you are our president and you recognize this right away and you've unleashed American innovation and creativity, all the work you're doing in basically every cabinet post, in addition to what's coming out of the White House, is making it possible for America to win. Today's event that was spearheaded by our wonderful First Lady, focusing on education, is the center of where we need to go, because it is all of these young people who can't be afraid of new technologies. They literally have to embrace it and make America even stronger. And that focus was very, very critical. And I think this is the most exciting time in America ever, at least that I remember. So thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing.
That's the CEO of Oracle, Safra Katz, kissing up to President Trump. Total suck up, right? I mean, total kiss up, suck up. As bad as Mark Zuckerberg? I don't know. He's kind of a big suck up. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, thanks for hosting us. I mean, this is quite a group to get together. And, you know, I think, you know, all of the companies here are building, just making huge investments in the country in order to build out data centers and infrastructure to power the next wave of innovation. So it's, you know, we don't often get together as the CEOs of the different companies, but it's good to see everyone.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot.
You suck up, Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. As in suck up or berg. Suck up or berg. Just saying, just pointing that out. Obviously these people hate him deep down inside, but they love the fact that he's doing what they need to do for them to get richer, because don't kid yourself. These people love money. They do. They love money. They love money so much deep down inside. They can't tell their friends that in Silicon Valley, so they act like they hate Trump. And they probably do despise him. And they hate the fact that he's helping them make more money. That probably burns them deep down inside. You know what I mean? But, they'll get over it. I mean, my man Doug Burgum was saying what I was saying about the shutting down, the ban on liquid natural gas exports. It still baffles me that they did that. But radicals were in charge. So should we really be baffled by it? This is what he said on Mornings with Maria.
Completely inexplicable that under the Biden administration that they would do something that hurt America and helped our adversaries. That's exactly what happened when they shut down LNG export facilities. But under President Trump, from day one, there's been a complete explosion of building going on export facilities, tens of billions of dollars going in across Love the it. Gulf Coast. The effort that's going on in Alaska to build LNG export capabilities to sell to our Pacific allies. Yes, we have the supply. The U.S. is the largest supplier of LNG now in the world and growing the most rapidly. We're the one that's gaining share. And when we take that market share away from Russia, again, that's great for Americans and it's great for world peace. Completely inexplicable.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And the big story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VanariaDental.com is that. Jim Comey, James Comey, that slime ball, and John Brennan, the other slime ball. Again, there's more coming out about both of them as we're learning. I mean, I think that we're going to find that these two were at the heart of everything with President Donald Trump and his campaign and Russiagate and everything else. So the president said recently that he would not, it wouldn't bother him in the least if Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all these other guys went to prison. The latest story that just came out today, they found handwritten communications, FBI Director James Comey asking, what is the goal? Is it informing U.S. people? Is it disrupting the Russians? 2016 election interference, new notes on the Obama team meeting over Russia claims. I'm sure that's going to blow up over the weekend. And then we'll have lots to talk about on Monday. But that's just kind of coming out right now. An unnamed official said the Russians have a view on who should win. Comey said, don't we aid enemy goals as much as our own with a public attribution? The U.S. intelligence community is confident that the Russian government directed the recent compromises of emails from U.S. persons and institutions, including from U.S. political organizations. All this is just kind of breaking as we are now turning it over to Fox Across America. So have a great weekend. We'll watch for more on this. Enjoy your night. I'm going to crush a pizza, and I'll see you Monday. Thank you. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Bye.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.